shortly after Ramana Maharshi died, Swamiji visited his ashram, and unfortunately he missed having the opportunity to meet with Ramana, but he met with his foremost disciple, I don't remember the name, one of the Swamis, who was giving satsang. He had a chance to talk with the Swami. And Swamiji was still in Brahmachari at that time. And he asked Ramana's disciple, "What should I do? What should I do to become full? To gain that ananda? What should I do? How to do that?" And his disciple said, "You don't do anything." And that was his answer. Don't do anything. There's nothing to do. In fact, all of the doing, all of the thinking, all of the searching, all of the fretting, all of the trying to gain situations, are distractions, agitations. All are beside the point. Part of what we're doing when we're teaching meditation is simply an undoing, giving the body and the mind the tools to simply sit and be without all of the doing, without all of the agitation. So when we relax the body, for instance, and get in a comfortable position, we're removing stress and pain, discomfort from the body, so that the body can just be, can comfortably be. And then, not doing anything, we can enjoy the comfort of the body. Invoking the inner friend and relaxing the mind. Giving it a chance to think and to wander, to get rid of the stress of the day. Allowing yourself to go through the laundry list of things that are on your mind. These simple practices give the mind an opportunity to relax, to be at rest, to be quiet. To naturally relax, to naturally be quiet, because you've taken care of the stressful issues that are bothering it by addressing the unconscious, all of the ones inside. you're allowing them to relax, to feel held, to feel cared for, to feel heard. So that all of these parts, all of these upadis, are allowed to just relax into their being, settle into the truth of who they are. I allow every part of myself, the upadis, the body, the mind, the unconscious, all of the parts, to simply relax into their self, the Atma. As I do that, all of the noise, the distractions, the agitations are for the time being not competing with just my own simple presence. And as I sit in that restful space, I can begin to appreciate my own nature, the natural well-being, the wholeness, the indescribable wholeness or beauty of my simple presence, profoundly simple, unassuming, whole and complete self. As I get to know myself, to recognize myself, it becomes the stable center that holds. All the experiences of the active mind and body it becomes the anchor or the anvil, the kutasta. Always present in its stable simplicity. You are doing nothing. And you are full. The fullness is your very nature. There's nothing to do for it. In fact, when you get lost in the doing, you are as though missing or finding yourself distracted from the fullness that you already are. That's what Brahmana's disciple meant. What you're doing is the problem. Don't do anything. Recognize the one who's there. In India, the body is treated as a temple. So when you put the vibhuti on, the tilak on your forehead, after having bathed, fresh clothes on, put the tilak on your forehead. The body is viewed as a temple, which is a house for the Lord, for Ishwar, for the self. So when you bring the body and mind into this state of relaxation and stillness, you can view it as a temple that's housing the Lord. You've created a sacred space where your own presence manifests brightly. In India, there's so many temples in the middle of a bustling, noisy city. You can walk into the temple and you enter a sacred space. Where the noise has been kept outside. And the presence of Ishwara is brought to the foreground. And you can feel that presence in the temple. Because Ishwara is the focus. Our body is the same, our body mind is the same, it becomes a temple. with a simple, sacred presence of Bhagavan, of the Self. Becomes the focus. And so as though shines brightly because the upadhi is quiet and reflecting it, focusing on it and reflecting it.